My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Kevin Stefanski just had us. Doing this radio show.
Oh,
right,
it's a
now.
Thing now. Okay, I got
thing.
It. Okay, I'm just making sure.
Gotta do the thing.
You're so hip.
Am I?
Cool with the kids.
Am I? If I start saying it's dope, then you're hip.
No, I was explaining to one of the children the other day.
That was dope.
See? That I liked it when Jeff Phelps reads rap. We haven't done that in a long time. I always enjoy that.
True.
It's almost a little bit like, I am not having a good day. Darth Vader just passed away.
James Earl Jones,
yeah.
And you okay lately?
No, I don't know, man. I'm just a little bit of a fog, I guess. I don't know. But it was like James Earl Jones. Did you see they had him reading the national anthem? That people have been replaying that on social media. And it's just impactful.
Same way. Had a phenomenal voice.
Yeah, same way as you.
Presence.
Reading rap. Like, I just enjoy that.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
It's just all verbal communication.
Kevin Stefanski just had his press conference. DeJuan Jones not practicing today. Knee. David Njoku. Ankle, Pierre Strong, hamstring. Unlikely that David will play this week. I would think the same with Pierre Strong. DeJuan Jones, we will see. How concerned are you, Andy, that at least right now, DeJuan Jones seems to be questionable, Jack Conklin, questionable, Jed Wills, questionable?
It's either someone comes back and they start and they come off the injured list, or they're going to have to call somebody up from the practice squad. They're short, man. They're super short.
Hudson and Defetti at left and right tackle? I would have to be, right?
How does that make you feel?
They've both played. Defetti's been a starter. Hudson has come along. Good for James. If it has to be, it has to be. I would rather do that than rush Jed Wills or Jack Conklin or push DeJuan Jones back out onto the field. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I still don't think, like, DeJuan hasn't looked perfect when they put him in, that's for sure, through the first two games. And now maybe this makes a little bit more sense that, I mean, you had to play him, right? Because you're short, and if they're down Jones, Conklin, Wills this game, again, you're going to have to come back, and you're probably going to end up putting Zach Zinter in at tight end. Again, you're going to end up with a lot of those six lineman sets.
Gerald Ryder on around the X has a couple of Kevin quotes, and I'm glad he put them there because I want to get them precisely right.
Okay.
That 0-2 Giants start, very misleading to me, said Kevin Stefanski. We were talking about that earlier. About Daniel Jones, Kevin said, he's a very dangerous runner, a threat with the ball in his hands, can make every throw. Very difficult attack. Is that just coach speak, praising an opponent, or do you think Kevin buys that?
I think he's looking at all of his top qualities and pointing them out.
Okay.
So is it coach speak? Yes. But is it based in fact? Yes.
I'd give you that.
I think that's a fair assessment for him to say. And the other thing is you don't want to give anybody a bulletin board. So.
Well, now that's true. That's true. Nate is in West Salem. He's been very patient. Hello, Nate.
Hey, Nate.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. So earlier we were talking about, you know, what are our chances with the Giants? And just like you said, I'm thinking this is actually going to be a pretty close game and can swing one way or the other for us on a few things. One, if Deshaun is just an average quarterback, I don't think that's going to put a lot of points on the board for us. Two, if we continue to be heavily penalized, primarily due to our busted down offensive line, that's going to, you know, further put us behind the chains, keep us back from getting those points down. I have a bad feeling about our secondary. I think Daniel Jones is going to light them up and put up some big chunk plays. But the fourth thing is if Kevin, you mentioned earlier that, you know, Kevin Stefanski needs to pound the rock. The only problem with that is he doesn't know how to pound the rock, and he doesn't want to pound the rock. But that's exactly what this team needs to win this game. The previous game, someone put 200 yards up on the Giants. That's exactly what we need to do.
Brian Robinson had a big game for the Commanders against the Giants, and they had over 200 yards rushing.
So let me just backtrack. Let me back. When Nick Chubb is your running back, do you think he knew how to pound it?
No.
I asked the question, and I kind of think you maybe – how many times on third down did we want Nick Chubb in there? That's what's haunting me as I ask that question. I want to believe I'm wrong, but
– I'm not kidding when I say I don't think Kevin really knows how to run the ball. I think we need to pull in some offensive coordinator from the 80s teams and say, okay, hey, Kev, this is how you do it here, man. Huh. We're just gonna run this thing and let Kevin sit back and say, oh, my gosh, look at how that works. And we just pound it and pound it. That would take care of the offensive line penalties because they're not trying to run around with a Deshaun that's just scrambling all over the place. That would take care of Deshaun from getting injured again on his shoulder because he gets sacked from running around all over the place. The key to this game would be running the ball, and unfortunately, I don't think we're going to do it. Okay, hey, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, Nate, thank you. Nate hung on for a long time. Let me point something out. When Nate talked about, like with Nick Chubb, did he know how to pound the ball? And Nate said no. Situationally, there were times that I always thought, man, you should run the ball here, and the Browns didn't do it. You know, and this is working. You should give Nick 25 carries this game, whatever. Instead, he didn't get that. Nick's last full healthy season, Andy, he had, it was in 2022, before the injury last year, he was third in the NFL in carries with 302.
Wow.
You know how to pound the rock with Nick Chubb. I mean, there's no question. Situationally, Nate, I would agree with you. From time to time, there were times I just thought, man, just run the ball here. Do not throw the ball here. Run the ball here. But to say that Kevin didn't know how to give Nick Chubb the football and let him run isn't true.
No, the only part
302 carries will attest.
Yeah. And we would say, hey, I wonder why he didn't run. Why is Nick not in there on third down? Why is your best player?
Right, it was situational.
Yeah, it was completely situational. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do think, I mean, he knew how to use Nick Chubb, which just we wish he would have used him on third down a little bit more.
The year before in 2021, Nick was eighth in the NFL in carries with 228 and missed three games. So let's just say he gets even 15 carries, Andy, in those games. He would have been top four in the NFL in carries.
Did he say that he thought Daniel Jones was going to be able to keep the ball and run the ball, or just
throw
the ball?
Oh, okay. He meant throw.
Okay. Because I'm just looking at rushing yards among quarterbacks.
Daniel Jones can run the ball. He's a good runner. He's not as good as Josh Allen.
Yeah, he's 13th in the league.
He's pretty good at it. And he's a big, strong guy.
Actually, he's been better than Josh Allen this year.
Yeah.
He's got six more yards.
Buffalo's trying to calm Josh Allen down a little bit, because they know they need him and they want him around. Interesting thing about Daniel Jones, and it's, you know, he's 6'5", like 230 pounds. The interesting thing to me about him, Andy, is early in his career, he was pretty good, put up some decent numbers, and hasn't approached those since. And I've always wondered, okay, is it scheme? What's going on there? And they paid him. You know, this is the last year they have to pay that guy. I think he's got a $40 million salary for this year, and then they can get out of it after this year. So he's completely on a prove-it situation, and not just prove-it for the New York Giants, whether they want to keep him long-term. He's on a prove-it for the rest of the NFL. You know, otherwise he becomes that journeyman guy who you bring in and maybe, you know, maybe you'd use him, maybe you don't, blah, 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 blah. But it's weird to me whenever you get a quarterback who's not able to build on stuff that was pretty good early in his career. His career best in throwing the football yardage-wise, rookie year. Complete best in touchdowns, rookie year. I mean, it's weird. Hmm. Pass attempts, close in his rookie year. Completion percentage did get better, but it's interesting to me that he had a pretty good rookie year and just has not built on it to the point where folks in New York have been screaming for some time to get rid of the guy.
Yeah.
And he's coming back from, you know, a major ACL injury.
You know, you're talking about him being able to run the ball. And so then I started
looking. Pretty good at it.
So where do you, do you think Deshaun has been good, bad, or a middle of the road here through two games at running the ball? Deshaun.
Not very good. But I also don't think they want him to run the ball.
Either. I think it's a good way
to bust up that shoulder. Again.
I think he wants to run the ball a little bit more.
Great. Don't.
Through two games, he's ninth in the league in rushing.
I don't want him carrying the football a lot. That's why you have Deontay Foreman and Jerome Ford and Pierre Strong if he's healthy. And now, Royce Freeman.
I mean, it's only 59 yards, and it's only two games, but because I was trying to figure that. I just always feel like Deshaun wants to run the ball more than they want him to. And I think that comes from extending the play.
We will hear from, we think, Deshaun Watson coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. As the players speak in Berea, they get ready to take on the Giants on Sunday. 216-474-0092. I'll throw this one at you. After two games, what image do you have of the Browns? To me, unfortunately, it's this. Boy, they look undisciplined, and they're getting penalized like crazy. That's the only thing I can think of. They want to run the ball. They want to have an attacking defense and everything else. I think the defense has been pretty good, Andy. But I also think that the offense has been flat for a lot of reasons. I'm not pointing even any fingers, but it's been really flat.
They look like a team that's still in preseason. That's what I see, especially because of the penalties. The defense has shown that the defense can come up with big plays when they need them to, especially a big stop. And they did that last week.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I think that's right. You know, the Cowboy game is still in my head a little bit, although I don't think the defense got shredded against the Cowboys by any means. You know, the total yardage figure was less than they gave up per game last year when they were number one in the NFL in that category. But I thought the defense did a nice job against Jacksonville. You know, it's the NFL in an age where offenses benefit from the rules like crazy. And if you can hold a team to what they held Jacksonville to, well done. That's the way to do it right there.
But yet we're seeing teams run the ball more.
Yeah, I know.
I, like,
but still, this is it's where still I'm struggling an offensive. It. It's yeah. The rules are geared toward the offense, regardless of whether it's run or pass, especially pass.
I also thought it was interesting. Somebody brought up the question about short passing game and why we're seeing that. And is that, you know, because of formation, because the teams are bringing safeties down and trying to figure that out. And then you go back and we talk about what Deshaun's numbers look like. And Deshaun, 50% of his passes are 9 yards or less. I also like the way he started to describe but didn't really give us a lot of – he kind of teased us with the whole Ken Dorsey concept of green light, red light, you know, yellow light on down and distance situations.
Green light.
Obviously, you're looking at red light situations as anything
– red light.
You know, second down and more than 10, which they find themselves in too many times.
He went color on us there. It was a little confusing.
I don't know that he even knew it. Like, I think he thinks second and seven is a yellow light situation. Second and seven is probably a yellow light situation.
Okay.
But he started to describe that, and it was like, okay, I kind of get what he's saying. I mean, if you can make football for simpletons, then you've got my vote. I wish it was
we qualify for part of that.
I wish it was an election for offensive coordinators.
Cool Ray is in Bedford. Hello, Cool Ray.
Hey, Cool Ray.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
You are, as always.
Yeah, I've been watching these two games, and I'm going to have to be honest with you. I will put blame on two people, you know, but my thing is it's easier to just jump on Deshaun Watson. You know, we get it. He coming off a shoulder injury. Just like you said, most of his passes are like 6 yards or less or 9 yards or less. But here's my problem with this is when you look at the progression of other people who left this system, you know, you guys know of anybody. I used to despise Baker Menzel when he was on his team.
No!
Baker Mayfield. I despised him so much, I called him Baker Menzel. So, but I also said he need to go somewhere away from Kevin Stefanski and for him to blow up and become better. Now look. So let's not act like Deshaun Watson is a rookie quarterback who don't know how to read defenses, who don't know what he's doing. Let's honestly start looking at the coach and the offensive coordinator, which is also the coach. Like, you can send a play in, but if the play is designed for all your receivers to run deep routes or curl in, and there's nobody to throw the ball, and Deshaun Watson is sitting there trying to extend the play instead of throwing the ball away, I would put that on Deshaun. That Dallas game was a telltale sign. Dallas is a horrible team, but it came over here and it beat the brakes out of my Browns. And the coach sat there, and then just look at the Jaguar. The Jaguar team is a horrible team. It's been a horrible team for years, and we barely beat them. So I'm looking at this and saying, I don't have any confidence that my team, the team I love, can win 10 games. And this is about coaching. At some point, we need to start looking at the person leading this team other than blaming the players. We all know players get injured. Every team goes through that. Every team goes through the injuries. Every team goes – and we all know, and every year these players, you're going to switch up for contracts for whatever reason. So the same issue that the Browns are having other team have, it seems like we can't get out of our way. And what's the and you got to start looking at who's leading the team. Now, it may be the front office or it could be the coach. But one thing about it is he made sure that none of our starters played in preseason. So don't give me this that
– You don't think they had a conversation with front office about that too? You think that's 100% on Kevin?
That's not 100%, but guess what? You're going to be the one that when the bullets are shot, you're going to be the one that's going to stand in front of those bullets.
Well, that's true. You were the GM. Yeah, I agree with you on that. That's
100%. So at the end of the day, you made it seem like this team was ready to go. And I don't want to hear this like, oh, coaches are using the first couple of weeks, the first month is preseason. No. That's a loser mentality because you can't – if you lose in those first 4 weeks, you're not may not be able to come back and win to get into the playoffs. So the preseason was there for continuity, to get the little, to get the quirks together, to show what needs to be done. And now look what our team looked horrible. Well, now we can nitpick, and now we're going to go against another horrible team who's been horrible for 10 years.
Who's good, Cool, right? Who's a good team?
Cool,
you tell
good.
Me everybody's horrible, but I'm just. And by the way, okay. I don't. I'm not making an excuse.
Thanks, buddy.
To say that, you know, you should accept these first two games as preseason. They look like a team that's playing in the preseason. I don't have. I can stand here and say that with full authority. They look like a preseason team. And yet they're in second place, or whatever that's worth after two games.
Don't a lot of teams look like preseason teams right now?
Yeah, they don't. Even Kansas City doesn't look like they're completely in rhythm.
I'd agree with that.
I mean, I was just watching them the other day.
And yeah, they, I'd agree with that.
Cincinnati was, you know, maybe a pass interference call away from getting a win right there, too. So it was pass interference. Let's be honest.
I honestly think in most NFL seasons, you know, it can get away from you early and put you in a really bad bind. But I don't think...
We're good at that. We know that.
Well, to me, it's four games, five games before you really, you know, catch your stride. But you better not... While everybody's trying to catch their stride, you better not go, you know, 1-4. You know, 1-3. 0-4. You better win some of those games. And you find out what kind of team you have once you kind of hit October.
Pittsburgh is...
Second week.
Pittsburgh is not in an offensive stride, but yet they... I figured
they've
out a
won
way
two
to,
games.
To win two.
Yeah. Yeah. They've won two games, which is, you know, it's kind of what you're looking for there, isn't it?
Yeah. Although I think the other part, though, too, is you got to remember the Ravens and Bengals have both played the Chiefs, too. So you got to put that in perspective, too. It's who you're playing against.
Valid.
I don't know. It feels like everything's inverted in the AFC North. Like if you look at the standings, you'd be like, oh, well, it should be the other way around. But it's not. I'll take 1-1 after one. I'm okay with that. Because we all know that pit you get in your stomach when you start 0-3, and man, you do not want to start 0-4. So we're not going down that road, at least.
No, they did what they had to do last game, and that's bounced back with a nice win on the road where they had some struggle last year. Josh is in Grand River, Don Shula hometown.
Hi, Josh.
So I'm going to back up a Cool Race call. So we all know that the NFL didn't used to be like it is today, to where your players don't have to go and work a physical job in the off season to get themselves ready for the season, aka preseason. Hence why we have the run-ins and issues that we have of guys not being there to contribute, star players taking the preseason and OTAs off. It's not just us, it's all the teams, so I disagree with him.
Okay, Josh. Anything more?
Nope, that's it.
All right, Josh, thank you very much. Josh calling from Grand River.
Are you with me on this? On this whole what they look like? If you're talking about a team that is searching for its identity and your number one receiver is not in sync with your starting quarterback, your number two receiver is hurt, you know, and so I say receiver, pass catcher, when I'm talking about David Njoku. And so now you're missing both those elements. You're missing your best running back. You're missing your tackles. You could be missing three out of your four tackles going into this one. I understand why they're out of sync. So I think that if you believe in this team and you think they can get better as they keep moving forward, you better believe in the defense right now. Because they're just like in Pittsburgh. You better believe in the defense right now if you think Pittsburgh's going to have life or at least be on the other side of 500 when it's all said and done.
Dan is in Lakewood. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah, hey, guys. What Cool Ray was talking about, you know, Watson is absolutely to blame. I don't think there's any question about it. I think if you just go back and look with Flacco, how he moved the team, last year, I know it ended badly, but the team actually looked like an offense. They were moving the ball, 300 yards passing, and I'm not saying, you know, Watson can't come back, but I'm saying up until now he's been a very big part of this problem.
Dan, thank you very much. We might be hearing from him momentarily here on Baskin and Phelps.
Hmm.
I think the Giants game gives him an opportunity against a defense that's given up a lot of yards, Andy, to go out and have the offense sing, which, of course, it did not do against Dallas and did not do for most of the game against Jacksonville. You know, 5 points in the second half is not singing after having a 16-play drive to start the game and a 12-play field goal drive. And that is not getting it done. Tommy's in Seven Hills. Tommy, you got about 30 seconds, buddy.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, real quick. I'm not saying you guys, and I'm just saying in general, could we just, like, chill a little bit? It's week two. We don't know what they're going to look like.
Thank you.
Yeah, we don't know what they're going to look like for a few weeks. I mean, we're 1-1. We're in second place. Let's just all take a deep breath and let this play out for a little bit. Yeah, he hasn't looked good in the past few years that he's been here. I get it. Let's just take a deep breath and see where this goes. Give it a few more weeks, guys. You have a great day.
You too.
Tommy, thank you very much. I told Tommy 30 seconds. He went 30 seconds. Tommy, that was beautiful.
He could do radio.
Well done. Coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, Browns players in Berea. We're hoping to hear from Deshaun Watson, so stay tuned. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.